7:37 here on your Wednesday morning, Big Daddy Dave. It is time, because it is a Wet Nose Wednesday as well, to check in with Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue, brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. Good morning, Jen. And how are we doing today?
Fantastic. We had an amazing event on Saturday, and yeah, we are just doing wonderful. With four adoptions also on Saturday.
Wow.
Things are great.
That is good to hear. And of course, you've got many wonderful animals there, but we want to put a spotlight today on one of them, Garth. Tell us about Garth.
Yeah, you know, actually, I'm going to change that up here real quick. We're going to talk about Betsy.
Okay.
Yeah, Betsy. I just realized Garth has a home visit on Saturday, so we'll cross our fingers that that goes well and that he'll be out of the shelter here soon.
Oh, that'd be
awesome.
So
we're going to talk about Betsy. Betsy is a 10-month-old beautiful black lab mix. Oh, she's just gorgeous. She's full of all of the 10-month-old puppy spunk and energy. She's playful and energetic, but oh, she just curls up into the cutest little napping puppy too. She's your typical puppy. She is currently on medical hold as this sweet baby came to us and then came down with parvo. She's doing fantastic. She's in a foster home somewhat on a medical hold, but if the adoptive family's house met a few certain conditions, she could certainly go home before that medical hold period is over.
Okay.
So definitely don't let that scare you. She is well on the mend and doing fantastic.
Well, that is good to hear, yeah. And she sounds like a sweet girl who just need to find that perfect home for her.
Yes, absolutely. She was featured on our Facebook page a couple of days ago, so if you go visit that, you can see those beautiful pictures of her. She's just looking for that family that can teach her all the right things about being a puppy. So she is ready to find a family.
Yeah, she is kind of that perfect age where, you know, getting blended into a family and learning about them, and they learn about Betsy. It's going to be a good mix.
It is.
How's the population with the rest of the dogs and the cats right now?
So, of course, you know, I said we had four adoptions happen on Saturday, but we are still very full because, you know, right there with those four adoptions came two more pickups at the pound.
Ah.
So it's a full house up there. We're hoping the adoptions just keep on happening and that the pound stays empty, that everybody gets their names and phone numbers on their dogs so they don't get lost. Everybody spay and neuter their animals and help us out.
Absolutely. Now, if folks want to come out, of course, you've got open hours Saturdays, but sometimes you need to set up something, and your great group of volunteers is really flexible.
They really are. Yeah, we're all volunteers. We all work, but we will definitely do what we can to work with your schedule. Send us a Facebook message. Send us an email. Fill out the application on our website. It doesn't commit you to anything. It just gives us your info, shows us what you're looking for, and shows us that you're serious about coming out and meeting the animals.
Absolutely. So we need to get some forever homes. And if folks want to, you know, help out and help with taking care of the animals, there's always things that they can donate, right?
There definitely is. Our website has a wish list of all of the items that we use on a regular basis. Cleaning supplies for one, definitely paper towels, Lysol bleach, laundry soap, things like that. There's volunteer opportunities. There's just tons of ways that people can get involved. And all of that is outlined on our website, peerpaws.com.
All right, so check that out. Let's get some of these animals like Betsy adopted and get them their forever homes, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you again next week, Jen.
Bye-bye.
There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue joining us for another Wet Nose Wednesday report brought to you this morning by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.